Talking today with livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel, latest cattle on feed report out. Darrell, what do the numbers tell you?
Well, a summary of the report right quick. Cattle on feed as of August 1st were up, rounds to 2%, 1.6% up. Placements were up, also up 1.6%, which again rounds up to 2% above. That's a little bit higher than the average guess, but not much, and it was well within the range. Marketings were just about exactly as expected, down 1%. This report really was pretty well anticipated. I don't see any major surprises in this report.
This particular report, we continue to see some trends out there. What kind of sticks out, when you take this report in context with, say, the last three or four reports?
Well, I think there's a couple things in this. First of all, we do continue the trend of year-over-year increases in placements. We know that's going to happen. It's going to happen for the foreseeable future. Now, one of the things I should remind people in interpreting this report, you need to be a little bit careful. There was actually two less business days this July compared to a year ago, as a function of way both the weekends fell as well as where 4th of July fell. A 99% or a 1% down in marketings adjusted for two less business days is actually still a very good marketings number. So you do need to be a little bit careful when you make those year-to-year comparisons because this is unusual, but we got 2 days difference in time. In terms of, general trends in the report, again, placements are up, and that's going to continue. Marketings continue pretty aggressive, so we're not building feedlot inventories very fast. Again, we're up 1.6% year over year. If you look deeper into the report, there's a couple things. One is that the placements by weight, the biggest category that was up was the 7 to 800-pound animals. We've been seeing many months recently where the over 800-pound was the biggest increase in placements. We don't have that this time. That's probably one more indication that we're relatively current in terms of the feeder cattle markets out there. We don't have a lot of big, heavy feeder cattle out there. The other thing you see in this report is that the Southern Plains is rebuilding numbers faster than the Northern Plains. And some of that's still probably drought-related in terms of the numbers having been drawn down over the last several years in the Southern Plains, and they're rebuilding faster. Placements were bigger in the Southern Plains generally than in the Northern Plains.
I know that you've been watching our carcass weights pretty closely. Do these numbers give you any clue about where we may be going with carcass weights?
Well, I think in general you would say that this suggests we're still being pretty current. And of course, the latest week's carcass data, which is 2 weeks delayed, so it dates back 2 weeks ago, but the latest numbers which came out this last week showed that the fall increase, which is happening, the seasonal increase is happening, but we are now falling farther behind year-ago levels in general for both steers and heifers and for the overall cattle carcass weight. So the numbers we have thus far suggest that, and I think the cattle on feed report would suggest that at this point in time we are still staying very current and we're in pretty good shape.
I guess considering what happened last fall with the drop-off on the cattle market, we can say thank goodness.
That's exactly right. And, even though, we're in a bigger number situation, we know there's more cattle coming at us. Of course, we added 1 million cows a year ago, so that means there's a bigger 2016 calf crop on the ground. So, cattle numbers are going to increase. And yet, I'm actually very confident that we're in better shape and feel more comfortable with the feedlot situation because we are more current. We're sort of leaner and meaner compared to what we were not only last year especially, but even really for the last 2 or 3 years.
Given this particular report, Darrell, what would you tell or what's your kind of your takeaways from the report in regards to our strategy for the balance of this calendar year and even looking into 2017 now?
Well, our cow calf producers, obviously we're operating at a very different price level compared to a year ago, although we made much of this adjustment in the fourth quarter last year, so as we head into the end of the year. But nevertheless, a little more probably realistic cattle prices. I think cow calf producers probably don't change things a lot, although if you look at the spreads at the lighter weight end, you want to look carefully at the potential for there may be some challenges associated with preconditioning calves and putting on a little bit weight, but there's actually some opportunity to think about retained ownership. That same thing applies to stocker cattle. Right now, there's some the market appears to be offering some incentives to put some weight on cattle in that mid range from about 550 pounds up to about 750 pounds. Feedlots don't seem to be real interested in owning lightweight cattle right now. They're willing to pay stocker producers to put that weight on for them.
Bottom line, are we making money in most sectors of the business right now?
Well, we're much closer, and you know we're rarely in total balance where all sectors are making money at the same time. It's not the nature of this industry. We kind of move past it. I think cow-calf producers have an opportunity to still be profitable. They do have to put more emphasis on managing costs. I think the stocker sector, again, has some opportunities for backgrounding that look positive. Feedlots, not making a lot of money yet, but they're within striking distance of it, and I think as time goes on, we'll have a better opportunity, at least on a cash market basis. It's still been a real challenge trying to put any of that into the futures market and have it done ahead from a risk management standpoint. And, of course, right now, for the last few weeks, packers have had pretty decent margins. They come and go as time goes on, but they, you know, in general, most sectors of the industry are pretty much in balance right now.
Thank you, Darrell. Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist at Oklahoma State University, with us on today's Cattle on Feed Numbers as released by USDA. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.